WKAR in Current States. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. Today we have the second installment of our new series, Movie Making in Michigan. Current State Scott Pohl is following the process of making a movie from start to finish here in the state. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Mark.
We've met Rich Gotieri, who wrote the movie that we're following, mm-hmm. and he's going to play the lead role in this thing, too. Who are we meeting today?
Today we're going to hear from Patrick Moog. He'll be directing this film. He has a lot of experience in movie and stage productions in Michigan.
I've directed stage plays. I've directed feature films. I directed first film I did was an action fight film that I directed quite a while ago now. Then I directed a documentary about an unsolved homicide. And then just more recently, I just finished directing a television series project about the Michigan State Police Academy. We followed the 122nd Recruit School from start to finish, and we've got 13 episodes slated, and we've finished the first episode, the pilot episode, and which we're now marketing and trying to sell it to a network.
What attracted you to this project?
The writers, Rich Gotieri and Mike Malai, I've known for quite a while. Rich Gotieri, actually, when I'm in addition to being a director, I'm also a writer and an actor, and I met Rich about 15 years ago when I took some improv class at Second City, and he was teaching it. I am a native Detroiter. Any type of story about Detroit always piques my interest. Rich and Mike are fantastic writers. The location of this story at Easter Market, it's got all the qualities of the story that people outside of Detroit don't know about. When filmmakers come here, they're not coming here to make a story about Easter Market. And so that's what really drew my attention right from the get-go.
So you've known each other for a number of years and you like the script, but specifically, how did you get involved in this particular project?
Whenever I'm interested in a project, just about any film director or director of stage plays, when you're interested in something, you pursue it. And so knowing the location, knowing the characters, Rich Gotieri being the lead actor, Rich is, has his career right now starting to really kick off. He's been with the film incentives. He's really gotten some top roles that Michigan actors, any Michigan actor would be, very envious of the roles Rich has got. So anyways, because of that, I pursued it. I made sure that, when Rich brought it up, I was very flattered that he said, I want you to do it. And I was like, well, I'm all in.
Would I be correct at this very early stage that no money has changed hands? You've been paid nothing at this point?
Oh, you'd be very correct on that. That's the nature of an independent film. My first feature film, we paid, the crew and, the people that absolutely need it to be paid, the equipment and things like that. But a lot of people, we're artists in Michigan, we're looking to make our way, and so we will go a long way without money, Right now there's been no money exchanged, hopefully, but the whole process is going to be trying to raise that budget for people.
Is this a gentleman's agreement at this point then, or is there a contractual obligation of some sort to you or them?
Oh, no, this is a gentleman's agreement between Rich and I. I think Rich and I have several gentleman's agreements. He was, when I did my first film, he was an actor in it. He acted for free in it. I've two stage plays that I've written. I've put on at Rich's Theater. One I directed, one I acted in. Yeah, whatever Rich Gotieri needs me to do, I'll do.
As you read the script and hear actors read it out loud, what sorts of challenges might you anticipate this project presenting you as a director?
Being fortunate to have already directed projects, there is a huge learning curve in this film, in this career. What you learn at every step from your previous projects, pre-production, the actual being on the film set, what happens, and then even more so in the editing room, is hugely beneficial for your next project. Because there is, and I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said, 100 times over by other filmmakers. You write the story three different times. You write the story before you film it, on set, you write the film again, and then when you're editing, you write that film again. So with me having already gone through it, as I'm at this stage right now, hopefully I can see how it's going to look when we're filming and what we're going to have in editing. And so difficulties or obstacles or the nature of the business is that right now as I'm listening to the actors, I'm already editing it. Because, you know, especially in any film, but especially more so in low-budget films, if you edit something advance and you don't have to film it, that saves you so much. You know, if you save one day on a, you know, say if you raise $200,000 and you save one day of filming that you know you're not going to end up using in the final product, you save probably 10% of your budget, which is huge. So that's probably what I'm dealing with right now.
When you look at this script, my assumption is that on the screen it would amount to something like an hour and a half. How many days of shooting might that entail? Do you have even a rough idea at this early stage?
Yes. I have seen filmmakers, it's almost like if you could all get together and have coffee, we all talk about the same things we tried to do on our first film. My very first film, I tried to do it in 18 days, 3 weeks of 6 days of shooting. And that just seems to what everybody tries to do. And then there's always at least a week of pickup shots. So I'm anticipating we're going to be doing probably about 25 days of shooting, 5 days a week, five weeks. And what helps us on this is it's a character-driven script. You know, obviously you can't do a Spider-Man or whatever in 5 weeks. But with this being a character-driven script, we can do that. As a matter of fact, Rich put together a web series. The first episode was, I think, like 12 or 14 pages. And it was a character-driven comic piece. And we were able to film that in one day. So I think we'll be looking good to film it within, like I said, 5 weeks.
I have a nuts and bolts question about the role of the director in a project like this. What will you be involved in and what won't you be involved in? And I'm getting at things like casting, set location choices, props. What are you involved in and what aren't you part of?
It's funny, you know, I haven't done this before. You look at what you didn't do right the first time, and then you start looking at successful directors. You got to have your finger on everything. And because ultimately, you know, it's like what John Kennedy said after the Bay of Pigs, you know, success has a million fathers, failure is an orphan. So if this project doesn't work, it's going to be the director's fault. And if it does work, it's everybody's, you know, feather in the cap, rightfully so, because it is a collaborative entertainment. But I will have my finger in everything. Even though the writers write it, and I respect, and that's my job is to respect their vision. My job is to take it that next step, to put it on its feet. And so to do it justice, everything, locations, because locations, it could be a simple word, you know, where right now the character lives above a bar. I have to think of that cinematically. You know, if I don't like the shots of that's where that person is right now, I'm going to go to Rich and Mike and say, hey, let's work on something here. So all of that I will have a say in, especially in the casting, definitely, because you have co-producers and everybody has a say in it. We all talk, we work together as a team, but when you're on a set, their actors need to know who they're going to be taking it from. You know, when you're filming, you really can only have one director. So I don't like to be a micromanager, and I believe in team concepts, but you have to be cognizant and conscious of every decision being made as a director.
Assuming you've been involved in projects, you've mentioned some that were carried through to fruition, assuming you were part of projects that never got made, what's your level of optimism about this particular project?
It's kind of like independent filmmaking is almost kind of like a parallel example of what our country's gone through, you know, tough times, and you just got to keep working. Every morning you got to get up and say you're going to go to work and you're going to try to get this done. As an actor, I'm also an actor. I had a teaching coach once told me that if you audition 10 times and you get one role, he says, you're doing good. Independent filmmaking, it's something like that, and it might even be a little bit more. If you pursue 10 projects, you might get one made. I think we've got an excellent chance of getting this made because of the nucleus of the team that we've formed. You know, all the producers, Richard Jewell, Mike Malai, Rich Gotieri, myself, we have so many contacts in this area. And when you believe in a project, you have contacts, you have a good, you know, a good product, I think we got a better shot than normal going out. Like I said, I'm now at the point now where I've had three full-length projects done. And so that makes it a little bit easier, just a little. So, yeah. So I think we got a good chance.
Patrick Moog is lined up to direct this project. Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.
Okay, Scott, what are we going to hear in our next installment of movie making in Michigan?
Well, you heard Patrick Moog talk about hearing actors read the script. I was there for that first read-through. It was the first time this script was read out loud. So in our next installment, we'll hear a little bit of that read-through and meet some of the actors who were there to help.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Scott.
Sure.